Talk to who?
Well, just tell me what your name is.
My name is Fountain Hughes. I was born in Charlottesville, Virginia. My grandfather belonged to Thomas Jefferson. My grandfather was 115 years old when he died. And now I am 101 year old. That's enough.
She used to work. But what she made, I don't know. I never asked her.
You just go ahead and talk away there. You don't mind, do you, Uncle Fountain?
Now, and when now your husband and you both are young, you all try to live like young people ought to live. Don't want everything somebody else has got. Whatever you get, it is yours. Be satisfied. And don't spend your money until you get it. So many people get in debt. Well, it was cheap and I bought it. You spend your money before you get it because you're going in debt for what you want. When you want something, wait until you get the money and pay for it cash. That's what I've done. If I wanted anything, I waited until I got the money and I paid for it cash. I never bought nothing on time in my life. Now, plenty of people, if you want a suit of clothes, you go to work and you buy them on time. Well, they said it was cheap. If you got the money, you can buy them cheaper. They want something for waiting on you till you get ready to pay them. And if you got the money, you can go where you choose and buy it when you want it. You see? Don't buy it because somebody else go down and run a debt and run a bill, or I'm going to run it too. Don't do that. I never done it. Now, I'm 100 years old, and I don't owe nobody 5 cents. But I ain't got no money either. I'm happy, just as happy as somebody that got a million. Nothing worries me. My head ain't even white. And nothing in the world worries me. I can sit here in this house till night. Nobody can come and say, Mr. Hughes, you owe me a quarter, you owe me a dollar, you owe me 5 cents. No, you can't. I don't owe you nothing. Why? I never made no bills in my life. And I'm living too. And I'm 100 years old. And if you take my advice today, you'll never make a bill. Of course, what you want, give me money, pay them cash. And then the rest of the money is yours. But if you run the bill, so much, and you don't have to pay nothing down. It's all, and when you come to pay, it's all, you have to pay no more. But they're charging you more. They're getting something out of it, else they wouldn't trust you. But I can't just say what they're getting. But they're getting something out of it, else they wouldn't want your credit. Now, I tell you that. Anybody that trusts you for $2 or have an account with them by the month or by the week, store account or any account, they are getting something out of it. They'll say they don't want to accommodate you that much to trust you. Now, if I want, of course I ain't got no clothes, but if I want some clothes, if I ain't got no money, I'm going to wait till I get the money to buy them. Indeed I am. I'm not going to say, of course, I can get them on trust. I go down and get them. I got to pay $1 more anyhow. They'll either charge them more if they say taxes or so much. But if I got the money to pay cash, I pay the taxes and all down cash, then it's all done with. So many colored people is head over heels in debt. Trust. I get it on time. They want a set of furniture. Go down and pay down so much and rest on time. You done paid for them then. When you pay down so much, you may charge you $50. For $100 for a set, and you pay down $25 cash, you done paid for them. That's all it was worth, $25. And you pay, now I'm $75 in debt now, because I have to pay $100, that's it. And it's only worth about $25. But you mind on time. But people ain't got sense enough to know it. But when you get old like I am, you come in and think, well, I have done wrong. I should have kept my money until I wanted this thing, and when I want it, I take my money and go cash for it. Else I do without it. Suppose you want a new dress. You say, well, I buy it, but I don't need it. but I can get on time. Well, let's go down to the store today and get something on time. Well, you go down and get dressed on time, something else, and I want that to sell that to you on time. You don't have to pay nothing down, but there's a payday coming. And when the payday comes, they want you to come pay them. If you don't, they can't get no more. Well, if you never do that, if you don't start it, you will never end it. I never did buy nothing on time. I must sell you on this. I'm sitting right here now today, and if it's the last word I've got to tell you, I never even much as tried to buy a shirt on time. And plenty of people go to work, down to the store and buy $3 and $4 for a shirt, $7, $8 for a pair of pants. Of course, they get them on time. I don't know, no. I say, I buy something for $5. Of course, I got the $5. I'll pay for it. I'm done today.
You talk about how old you are, Uncle Fountain.
Well,
how far back do you remember?
I remember. Well, I tell you, things come to me in spells, you know. I remember things more when I'm laying down than I do when I'm standing, when I'm walking around.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in my boy days, boys lived quite different from the way they live now. But boys wasn't as mean as they are now either. Boys lived to... They had a good time, and the masters didn't treat them bad. And they was always satisfied. They never wore no shoes until they were 12 or 13 years old. And now people put on shoes on babies, you know, when they're 2 years, when they're a month old, I don't know how old. Put shoes on babies, just as soon as you see them out in the street, they got shoes on. I told a woman the other day, I said, I never had no shoes till I was 13 years old. She said, well, but you bruise your feet all up and stump your toes. I said, yes, many times I stump my toes and blood run out of them. That didn't make them buy me no shoes. And I've been, you wore a dress like a woman until I was, I believe, 10, 12, 13 years old.
So you wore a dress, Philip?
Yes, I didn't wear no pants, and of course, I didn't make boys' pants. Boys wore dresses. Now the women's wearing the dresses, and the boys are going with the, the women's wearing the pants now, and the boys wearing the dresses, still.
Who did you work for, Uncle Fountain, when...
Who did I work for?
Yeah.
You mean when I was a slave?
Yeah, when you were a slave, who did you work for?
Well, I belonged to Burners when I was a slave. My mother belonged to Burners. But we was all slave children. And soon after, when we found out that we were free, well, then we were bound out to different people, Ficklin, Andrews, and all such people as that. And we'd run away and wouldn't stay with them. Well, then we'd just go and stay anywhere we could, lay out at night and anywhere. We had no home, you know. We just turned out like a lot of cattle. You know how to turn cattle out in the pasture? Well, after freedom, you know, colored people didn't have nothing. Colored people didn't have no beds when they were slaves. You gonna slip on the floor. Pallet here and pallet there. Just like a lot of wild people, we didn't know nothing. Didn't like to look in no book. And there were some freeborn colored people where they had little education, but there were very few of them where we was. And we all had a jail sentence, just same as we were in jail. Now I couldn't go from here across the street, or I couldn't go to nobody's house without I have a note or something from my master. And if I had that pass, that was what we call a pass, if I had that pass, I could go wherever he sent me, and I'd have to be back. You know, whoever he sent me to, they'd give me another pass. And I'd bring that back, so it's to show how long I'd been gone. We couldn't go out and stay an hour or 2 hours or something like that. They send you, now say for instance, I go to Shirley's place, I'd have to walk. And I'd have to be back maybe in an hour. Maybe they'd give me an hour. I don't know just how long they'd give me. But they'd give me a note so it wouldn't nobody interfere with me and tell who I belong to. And when I come back, boy, I'd carry it to my master and give that to him. That'd be all right. But I couldn't just walk away like the people does now, you know. It was what they call, we were slaves. We belonged to people. They sell us like they sell horses and cows and hogs and all like that. Have an auction bench and they put you on up on the bench and bid on you the same as you're bidding on cattle, you know.
Was that in Charlotte that you were a slave?
Hmm?
Was that in Charlotte or Charlottesville?
That was in Charlottesville.
Charlottesville, Virginia.
They sell the women, sell the men. Oh, they, and then if they had any bad ones, they'd sell them to the nigger traders, what they call the nigger traders, and they'd ship them down south and sell them down south. But otherwise, if you were a good person, they wouldn't sell you. But if you were bad and mean, they didn't want to beat you and knock you around, they'd sell you to the what they call a nigger trader. They'd have a regular, have a sale every month, you know, at the courthouse. And then they'd sell you, maybe $200, $100, $500.
Were you ever sold from one person to another?
Hmm?
Were you ever sold?
No, I never was sold.
You always stayed with the same, same person?
I was too young to sell.
Oh, I see.
See, I wasn't old enough during the war to sell, during the army. And my father got killed in the army, you know, so it left us small children just to live on whatever people choose to give us. I was bound out for $1 a month, and my mother used to collect the money. Children couldn't spend money when I come along. When I come along, young men couldn't spend no money until they were 21 years old. And then you're 21, well, then you could spend your money. But if you wasn't 21, you couldn't spend no money. I couldn't spend 10 cents if somebody gave it to me. Hmm. Because they'd think, well, he might have stole it. We all come along, you might say, we had to give an account of what you'd done. You couldn't just do things and walk off and say, I didn't do it. You'd have to give an account of it. Now, after we got freed and they turned us out like cattle, we didn't have nowhere to go. We didn't have nobody to boss us. And we didn't know nothing. And there wasn't no school. And when they started the little school, people that were slaves, there couldn't many of them go to school, except they had a father and a mother. And my father was dead, and my mother was living. But she had 3-4 other little children. She had to put them all to work to help take care of the others. So we had what you call worse than dogs have got it now. Dogs have got it now better than we had it when we come along. I know, I remember one night I was out. After I was free and I didn't have nowhere to go, I didn't have nowhere to sleep, I didn't know what to do. My brother and I was together. So we knew a man that had a livery stable there. And we crept in that yard and got in one of the hacks of the automobile and slept in that hack all night long. So next morning we could get out and go where we belonged. But we were afraid to go at night because we didn't know where to go and didn't know what time to go. But we had got away from there and we were afraid to go back, so we kept slipping that thing all night until the next morning, and we got back where we belonged before the people got up. Soon the day commenced to come break, we got out and commenced to go where we belonged. But we never done that but the one time. After that, we always, if it was away, we'd try to get back before night come. But then that was on a Sunday too that we done that. Now, when we were slaves, we couldn't do that, you see? Mm-hmm. And if we got free, we didn't know nothing to do. And my mother, she hunted places and bound us out for $1 a month. And we stayed there maybe a couple of years. And she'd come over and collect the money every month. And a dollar was worth more then than $10 is now. And the men used to work for $10 a month, $120 a year used to hire that way. Now you can't get a man for $50 a month. If you pay a man now $50 a month, he don't want to work for it.
More like $50 a week nowadays.
That's just it, exactly. They want $50 a week and they ain't got no more now, and we had then. And we, no more money, but of course they bought more stuff, more property and all like that. We didn't have no property, we didn't have no home. We had nowhere, nothing, we didn't have nothing on it, just like the cattle, just turned out and get along the best you could. Nobody to look after, so we've been slaves all our lives. Our mother was a slave, our sister was a slave, father was a slave.
Who was your father a slave for, Uncle Fallon?
He's a slave for Burnley, sir. He belonged to Burnley.
Didn't he belong to Thomas Jefferson at one time?
He didn't belong to Thomas Jefferson. My grandfather belonged to Thomas Jefferson.
Oh, your grandfather did?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And my father belonged to Burnley. And Burnley died during the wartime because he was afraid he'd have to go to war. But now, and in them days, you could hire a substitute to take your place. Well, he couldn't get a substitute to take his place, so he ran away from home. And he took cold. And when he come back, the war was over, but he died. And then, if he had lived, it couldn't have been no good. The Yankees just come along and just broke the mill open and rolled all the flour out in the river and broke the store and sold all the meat out in the street, and sold all the sugar out. And we boys would pick it up and carry it and give it to our old missus and master, young master, until we come to be, well, I don't know how, I don't know, tell you the truth. When I think of it today, I don't know how I'm living. None of the rest of them as I know of is living. I'm the oldest one that I know that's living. But still, I'm thankful to the Lord. Now, if my master wanted to send me, he never said you couldn't get a horse and ride and walk. You know, walk. You'd be barefooted and cold, but it didn't make no difference. You wasn't no more than a dog, some of them in them days. You wasn't treated as good as you treat dogs now. But still, I don't like to talk about it because it makes people feel bad. I could say a whole lot I don't like to say. I won't say a whole lot no.
Do you remember much about the Civil War?
No, I don't remember much about it.
You were a little young then, I guess, huh?
I remember when the Yankees come along and took all the good horses and sold all the meat and flour and sugar and stuff out in the river and let it go down the river. And they know the people wouldn't have nothing to live on, but they done that. And that's the reason why I don't like to talk about it. People, and if you was cooking anything to eat in there for yourself, and if they was hungry, they'd go and eat it all up, and wouldn't you get nothing? They'd just come in and drink up all the milk and just do as you please. And time to be passing by all night long, walking, mudding, raining. Oh, they have a terrible time. Colored people is free, you ought to be awful thankful. And some of them are sorry they are free now. Some of them now would rather be slaves.
Hmm. Which would you rather be, Uncle Fallon?
Me? Which I'd rather be? You know what I'd rather do? If I thought, had any idea, that I'd ever be a slave again, I'd take a gun and just end it all right away. Because you're nothing but a dog. You're not a thing but a dog. Night never comes out. You have nothing to do. Time to cut tobacco. If they want you to cut all night long out in the field, you cut. And if they want you to hang all night long, you hang. Hang tobacco. It didn't matter about your tired being tired, you're afraid to say you're tired. They just, well.
When did you come to Baltimore?
You know when, you don't remember when Garfield died, do you? When they shot Garfield? No, I don't think you were born.
I don't think
no,
I was.
I don't remember what year that was myself now. But I know you wasn't born. Well, I come to Baltimore that year and I don't remember what year it was now myself. But if I was laying in the bed, I could remember. But I don't remember now.
But did you go to work for Mr. Shirley when you came to Baltimore?
Oh, no. I worked for a man by the name of Reed when I first come to Baltimore. I commenced to haul manure for him. The old horses was here then. No electric cars, no cable cars, they were all horse cars. And I used to haul manure, go around to different stables, you know, everybody had horses for the use when I first come here. They had coachmen, men to drive them around. Didn't have automobiles, they hadn't been there so long. And then they put on a cable car, what they call cable car. Well, they run them for a little while, or maybe a couple of 3 years or 4 years. Then somebody invented the electric car, and that first run on North Avenue. Well, that run a while, and they kept on inventing until they got them all different kinds of cars involved. There was horse cars. There wasn't no electric car at all. There wasn't no big cars like you got now, you know. I just can't think of what year it was. But
you're not getting tired, are you, young fan?
No, I ain't. I'm just same as at home. It's like I'm sitting in the house. And I was thinking about, now you know how we served the Lord when I come along, a boy?
How was that?
We would go to somebody's house and well, we didn't have no house like we got now, you know. We had these what they call log cabins. And they have one old colored man would be there, maybe he'd be as old as I am, and he'd be the preacher. Not as old as I am now, but he'd be the preacher, and they'd all sit down and listen to him talk about the Lord. Well, he'd say, well, I wonder. Sometimes you say, I wonder if we'll ever be free. Well, some of them say, well, we're going to ask the Lord to free us. So they say, well, we're going to sing. Wonder shall I ever reach heaven? Or wonder shall I fly? And they would sing that for about an hour. Then the next one they'd get up and say, let's sing a song. We're going to live on milk and honey. Way by and by. I can hear them singing now, but I can't repeat it like I could in them days. But someday when I'm not hoarse, I could tell you, I could sing it for you, but I'm too hoarse now. And then they would sing, I'm gonna sing around the order. Oh, I wish I could sing it for you. I'm going to sing around.
Well, I wish you could too.
And someday when you come over here and I'm not hoarse, you get me to come up here and I'll try to sing it for you.
Okay, I'm going to do that.
This is, now, I heard people here now sing about Roll, Jordan, Roll. Well, that's old time people. That's what the old people used to sing in the old back days.
Is that Roll Jordan Roll?
Yeah, but they don't sing it like the old people used to sing it in them days.
Mm-hmm.
They sing it quite different now. There's another one they sing. By and by, when the morning comes. Well, they sing that different too. But the old, they're getting the old people's song. I hear them come over the radio. I know them all just as good as they, but they sing them different.
They have different names. So
yes, well, they cut them off short and all like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's, if I had my voice, I would sing just one for you so you're going at it, but I can't do it on account of my voice. But someday you come over here, you come and call me up and let me know how my voice is. Ever since I took that medicine from that doctor, it hurt my voice.
Hmm.
Now there was a preacher in my house here, and he lived right next door to me, and he played on the piano. And he played something and I sung it for him. And now he wants me to go down to his church next Sunday. I told him, I said, now if I go down to your church, I'll not sing nothing. Because if I do, I get a hoarse, I can't talk. But he said, Brother Hughes, I don't care whether you're singing, I just want you to go down there and let the people see who you are. Let them see what an old people is. I said, I'll be glad to go down with him. So on next Sunday, I'm going down to his church if I leave him. Nothing happened. Yeah. But if he sings something old,
just sing along with him.
Oh, good. I feel the spirit now, but I can't. I got to keep quiet. Now, do you ever hear this fellow that comes over the radio? I think they call him Holmes. Comes over Sunday night about 12 o'clock on WFBR.
I've never heard him or not.
Well, you turn him on. He comes on a quarter after 11 on Sunday night. Well, you must have heard him because he says, God, you can't keep a good man down. So he makes so much noise, look like everybody ought to hear him. But now when that fellow comes on, I'm laying in the bed. Don't you know, I get just so I got to be in that, because it's all old time business.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody don't like it. They says, I don't like home. I says, why? Oh, he says, it makes too much noise. I said, well, the Bible says make noise over Jesus. Jesus said, make a noise over me. So he makes a noise over me. And I does enjoy it, certainly. So, everybody, and he's got a big crowd, and we just get so happy. I got to do that, too. Boy, when you feel the grace of God, you got to jump up. I lay in bed, I got to get up. Help carry on. And then next morning, I can't talk. Doctor gave me that medicine, it just tore me all to pieces.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I sure hope now, it comes back again, because I'd like to hear you sing.
The old people used to say, I wonder if I shall ever reach heaven, or wonder shall I fly. Well, I used to could sing it. Sometimes I feel the spirit, you know, and I might get to sing something again someday. People now,
do you go to church every Sunday, Uncle Fenton?
No, don't go to church at all. I listen to the radio.
Listen to it on the radio, huh?
Because I'll tell you why I don't go to church.
You'd rather not have this on?
Hmm?
You'd rather not tell me, or you'd rather not have this on when you tell me?
It don't make a difference. I ain't gonna say nothing wrong. I ain't gonna say nothing. If I think